listening to Night Cheese with Shubha and Kelly.
We are in a new studio. OMG. Cashew, our producer, is here managing us.
Cashew hooked us up with the new space.
He did, yeah. It's all thanks to him. Everything that we have is thanks to him. Today we're going to be talking about
Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, do you want to try it again where we say it exactly
How are
the same
you
going to
say it?
Okay.
Crazy Rich Asians.
I feel like there should be a follow-up movie called Crazy Rich Haitians. Just let's do all of the...
That's a great idea. And then what else?
Crazy Rich Crustaceans.
Oh, okay.
What else?
I mean, you left the human race like really quickly.
I was trying to get things that rhymed with Asians, Haitians, crustaceans.
Plantations.
No. Mm. Hard pass. Vacations.
Frustrations.
Yeah.
Crazy Rich Vacations. That's kind of what this movie was.
Yeah. Well, it was. Okay.
Crazy Rich. Nope, that's it. Those are
okay,
all the words.
End of list. Okay. Shubha, do you want to tell the story about how it went when you went to see the movie Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh, yeah. I had a real Asian experience afterwards.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What
happened?
I went
to see it with my friend Mylin.
In what part of Texas?
In Stafford, Texas. Cool. Palatial Stafford, Texas.
Okay.
Which is just like a place on a highway.
Okay. All right.
That's not true. I think a lot of people live there. But it's kind of not Houston and not any of the suburbs.
Isn't it a suburb of Houston? Are you about
but
to sneeze?
But it's like smaller, much smaller than like Sugar Land and stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, yeah, so you went to Stafford.
I went to Stafford.
Which is a medium-sized suburb of Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And?
And we saw the film.
Okay.
We went, AMC was doing a like girls' night promotion or something. So
Ooh.
We got purple plastic wine cups
Ooh.
That said Crazy Rich Asians on it.
Okay.
So then, after the movie, we crossed the parking lot and went to this really crappy bar to have a beer.
What was the bar called?
Brewskies.
Oh.
Pretty straightforward.
Oh, no.
And,
what do they serve there?
Corn on the cob.
Okay.
It. Yeah. So we got our corns, aka our beers. Then we were sitting outside, and we're sitting at a table, and we had our cups from the movie theater just sitting on the table, still in the plastic wrap that they came in.
Okay, so you're saying they didn't give them to you and then fill them with alcohol at the movie theater?
Shockingly, no. Which I misinterpreted at first, because it said a free wine glass, which I interpreted as a free glass of wine.
Yes.
But no. It was just...
You're the lawyer. You should be able to
read the fine
that.
Print.
Exactly.
I know. It was like pretty large print. So we were sitting there and we were outside and a man walked by and...
What color was this man?
He was white.
Oh, white man. Okay,
a middle-aged
sure.
white man-ish.
Middle-aged, you said? Yeah.
Well, middle-aged-ish. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe younger. Walked by and he stopped at our table and said, "You've got to be kidding me." And we were just like, "What?" And he was like looking at the cups and he was like, "Are you joking? Crazy Rich Asians?" And we were like, "Yes, sir. It is a movie being shown at the movie theater. You can see the signage in very large letters behind you."
He can't read. No, he can read. He read the cup. He read the cups. Okay,
I know.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
were
yeah.
trying to defend
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
but...
no. Yeah.
And then he was like, "Oh, it's a movie. Oh, I thought you guys just brought those. Like, we had made them at home and put
them
in plastic wrap and brought them just to display."
Even if you had, what would be the problem?
Exactly.
With that?
Why would you walk up to that's like if someone has like a shirt on that you don't like and you're like, "I don't like that color on you."
Yeah, that's not even "I don't like that color," but like, "What is that color?"
Yeah.
"I can't believe you're wearing it." That was so strange. Okay. And then?
So, and then he pointed at my friend, who is Vietnamese, and said, "You're Asian." So then the conversation took a quick dive.
It didn't start very high.
But we thought that it would end when we, like, explained.
Have
a good night.
Farther down.
Yeah. Then he was like, "Gotta find out why these girls went to see the movie." Oh, it's because one of them is Asian.
Just the one.
And it was just fine that she was Asian. He didn't need to know, like, what kind of Asian. She just looked Asian.
He probably thinks they're all Chinese.
It probably didn't even occur to him.
Yeah.
So then he turned to me and was like, "And you're..." And then there was a long pause. And then I said, "I'm Asian." And he said, no, no, you're not. There's something else there.
American?
So that was what I said next. Yeah. I said, yeah, I'm American. Because obviously we all know what he meant, what he wanted to know. But yes. I don't want to give these people the satisfaction of telling them that I'm Indian.
Yeah.
I want to make them really suffer for that information.
Thing. Okay. I don't think people should ask, what are you? But they do it. I feel like it's weirder that after you've already answered for him to be like, but like.
I know. So bad.
So you said American and then.
So I said American. Then he said, no, no, no. There's something else there. You've got some kind of heritage.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, So then I was just silent. And I was like, let's watch the wheels turn in his brain. Yeah. So then he said, you're half Indian. And I said, yep, that's it. 100% half Indian. So then we were just like sitting there awkwardly for a long time and he wasn't walking away.
Why wasn't he walking away?
I don't know. Was he standing? He was standing. That's we were so sitting. Weird. He was just like standing at our table.
Oh, that's so weird.
And then finally, I think I just, I don't know if he said anything else. I think eventually I just said, yes, I'm Indian. Like, good night.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, I know. Like, I used to date an Indian girl, so I could tell that there was something there.
Oh, brother.
And I was like, super. Really thought he was about to walk away.
He used to date an Indian girl.
Yeah.
Therefore, he is able to recognize that you're half Indian. Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But then I was like, what about you?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, me, I'm just American. And then he was oh,
no.
Wait, I see what you mean. My family is from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is the second time today I've been called a racist.
This guy's having
a journey.
A journey, for sure. The second time?
I didn't.
You would think that the first
it.
Time would have alerted him. It is cool that he copped to being to doing something that was racist.
Yeah.
He didn't fully cop to being a racist, but he recognized that he was saying something racist. Right. So, yeah.
So then he was just like, ladies, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You have a good night. And then he just like slowly walked away from us.
Could have at least given you like a $50 bill. Jeez.
I know.
I feel like if sorry is not enough, you start paying.
Yes.
Yes.
Should carry some invoices around in my wallet.
You know what?
This.
White people apologies only go so far. Especially if I feel like you get one apology per day. If you've already done something racist that day, the next thing should be you need to start paying.
Yes, yes. You're right.
I know, yeah. So that's upsetting.
Crazy.
So Brewskies in Stafford, Texas.
Brewskies.
Okay.
I don't like your clientele.
But we will say an ad for your bar if you pay us
money. Oh, yeah. Please.
Yeah.
Please let us do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that was a long story.
I saw Crazy Rich Asians at AMC Dunvale, and it was a much more normal circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of cool. There were a lot of Asian people at the movie theater. That was cool. Were there a lot of Asian people at the movie theater when you went?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, it was cool. I went on Sunday afternoon. It was, like, pretty full, the theater, I guess. But, I mean, I wanted the film to do very well, obviously, because I want to support Asians in film. So, yeah, it was fine. I mean, now we can talk about the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now we should actually talk about the movie.
So, the plot of the movie, if you don't already know, is that there's a woman. What is her name again? The main character?
Rachel.
Rachel. Okay. Rachel Chu. And she has a boyfriend whose name is Harry?
I was Henry? Also going to say Harry, but it cannot be Harry.
Henry. No, that's
the
actor's
name.
Oh, that's going to bug me.
Why was I also thinking Harry? Is it Harry?
Let me look it up real quick.
Steven.
I don't think it's Steven.
Rick.
Hold on. I don't think it's Rick. Nick.
Nick! I was so close!
You were fairly close.
I was so
close.
Yeah,
but I feel like Nick. Rick is a very different name than Nick.
Richard and Nitchard. Very similar.
His name is Nitchard Young. Okay, so there's Rachel and Nick. Everyone in this movie is Asian, so picture Asian people.
Yeah.
And they're getting serious. She's a professor of economics. He is a unclear
person.
What is his job?
I have no idea. I actually missed the first 5 minutes.
They actually never talk about his job. They only talk about her job, which is kind of cool. Yeah. Now that I think about it. And she's going to meet his family in Singapore. And then you find out, well, you already know the audience. She finds out that his family is full of crazy rich Asians. Though they never say... They never say crazy rich Asians as a line of dialogue. They say it. One of the characters says crazy rich, but she doesn't finish it off. It's very disappointing. So she goes and meets them, and they're kind of like, you're not good enough for us because you're poor and your background is sketchy.
Right.
And then there's a conflict. You know, are they going to stay together? And then ta-da, they do. Shocker. And she also visits her friend Paiklin in Singapore, who also lives in Singapore, and she is by far, I would say, the standout person in the movie, actress. And she plays the best friend, who is kind of quirky, and I feel like she does a lot with the best friend character.
And her dad is Ken Jeong.
Her dad, okay, so her name is Paiklin. She's played by a comedian slash actress whose name
is rapper.
I didn't realize that. Named Awkwafina, and at first I thought it was spelled like the water bottle brand, but it's spelled like awkward.
Just inspired by the water bottle
brand. We are all inspired by that brand
daily.
Yeah. So, and her dad is played by Ken Jeong. And that is the plot of the movie. Okay, what did you think about it, Shippa?
I really liked it.
Okay.
It was like, I love a rom-com.
Okay.
And I love that everyone was Asian.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing about
everyone
it.
Everyone was super hot. They all wore beautiful clothes like all the time.
They did, yes.
They were just like in beautiful settings all the time.
Yes.
They were all like always at some fancy party or on a beach or stuff like that. I mean, the plot was not important to me personally.
That's good that it wasn't important to you.
Just the whole situation was fun.
Yeah.
Lots of attractive Asians wearing cool clothes.
Yeah,
the main dude, Nicholas. Oh, no.
What is wrong? Shippa's naming her two children at this podcast. Her two sons will be named Richard and Nicholas.
I messed up my own show.
Richelus and Nichard. Nicholas.
Oh, I'm so mad I did that. I was so ready to say Nichard, and then I went Nicholas. Forgot what the joke was.
Oh my God.
It's not even a joke. Nick, whatever, Harry, is, he's so hot.
He's very hot. Though, honestly, I don't find him as hot as other people find him.
He's so hot.
He is hot. I can see that why other people find him hot. He's just not hot for me.
He's incredibly,
Okay.
What did you think?
Okay, I want to start by saying I really support this type of movie being made.
Oh, boy. Yeah. She hated it.
I didn't hate it.
Why did you like it?
I do think that the best part of the movie was that all of the characters were played by Asian actors, and it was an Asian story, somewhat, in the sense that... Well, it did have, you know, Asian themes that are relevant to Asian people.
Yeah.
But... It's also very, like, boilerplate romantic comedy.
Oh,
in terms of the beats of the story. I wouldn't even call it, like, a particularly Asian story. The way, like, the Joy Luck Club, which is a movie I haven't seen, but I read the book. And that was what everyone's saying, oh, this is the first, you know, movie with an all-Asian cast since the Joy Luck Club or whatever.
I haven't seen that or read that.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the most depressing story.
It's not that depressing.
It sounds really terrible.
I feel like that story is more distinctly like Asian or Asian American. Whereas this story, I think, could be told about Asian people, but it could also be told about anyone else, which is also kind of cool. I like, for me, like, I feel like you shouldn't have to cast Asian people to just, you know, this character is very Asian or whatever.
Yeah.
You should be able to cast whoever in any role. If you scroll back in your podcast feeds to some of our episodes about Game of Thrones, I have always advocated for Jon Snow to be played by a black person.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like any person, even any gender almost, could play like any role. And it wouldn't matter. So this movie does have all, you know, Asian cast, and it's set in an Asian country, but I don't know that it's like super Asian.
What makes something super Asian?
I don't know.
I mean, like, I don't have an opinion on whether it's super Asian, but I just don't know what you mean.
I guess I don't mean, like, it's not super Asian. I guess what I mean is that, like, it's not something that when Asian American people or Chinese people in China, it's not necessarily that it's, like, relatable because all these people are super wealthy. That's the main characteristic about these people. It's not that they're... I mean, I don't think that they should make... I mean, who knows? But I'm saying that, like, when people are saying, oh, this is, like, a big achievement for Asian Americans, which it is, or for Asian people, it's not really an Asian story.
I guess people...
It's just Asian people in a story, which is also cool.
I didn't read too much, like, about the reaction to it, but the minimal reaction that I read, people felt like it was relatable to have some kind of tension between... being Asian from an Asian country, or like growing up in an Asian country versus being Asian American.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I guess that's part of the reason why the mom doesn't like her.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
true.
It's mainly because of her, like, whatever she thinks is her sketchy background.
Yeah.
But also that she's, like, Chinese American.
That's true.
So...
I'm not saying the movie should have been more specifically Asian in some... or featured more Asianness or something. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, I guess... I don't know. Maybe I'm arguing against an argument that doesn't exist.
Maybe.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is that I'm very glad that all of these Asian people can be in a movie. I don't think it's a good movie, but I think it's good that it is a movie.
Okay.
How about that?
That's the same.
Yeah. Because it's so, like, the dialogue is super clunky.
Mm.
Like, they don't really show why the two characters are together in the first place. Like, right. I don't need to see how they met, but they don't appear to have a lot of stuff in common.
I think the main thing I didn't like about the couple was that the dude character, Nick Mitchellis, is not anything. He's just, like, a hot person.
He's just a hot person.
Which is honestly more than enough for me, but it doesn't make their story super compelling. And I actually was, like, fine with the ending that, you know, right before he, like, you know, chases her onto a plane and proposes, she is, like, basically planning to leave him and then, like, has this big dramatic confrontation with his mom over Mahjong, which I don't know how to play, so I didn't get all of the Mahjong part of it.
That was pretty Asian.
What is more Asian? This is more Asian than that.
That is a good point.
The climactic scene.
Now I feel bad. I'm not trying to say that one thing is more Asian than another. I'm just saying, in terms of
what's
story.
What's the most Asian thing?
Pandas. That's, like, an obvious.
That's pretty obvious, yeah.
There isn't one thing that's more.
I was just kidding.
I know, but now I feel bad. I think that it's actually a good thing that it's a movie that is not, just has Asian people in it, and it's not specifically about how, oh my God, they're Asian and their struggles. Sort of the same way, like, how Call Me By Your Name is a romantic movie about, it's a love story, but it's not like, oh my God, they're gay, and these are the things they have to deal with.
Like, discrimination.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I thought it was cool that it didn't, you know, it wasn't so much about that. It was, like, movie, very standard, very, like, generic rom-com in most aspects.
Yeah. I think that is kind of what people like about it, right? There's, like, the cultural references or whatever are things that people can relate to, but the story doesn't rely on people's Asian-ness.
Yeah,
I mean, it relates on, like, cultural differences or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Asian-y part of it, I guess, beyond the people being Asian and the setting being in Asia, is that a lot of the references, cultural references, are specific to Singapore or wherever.
So, I thought it was a cute movie, and I'm glad that it exists, but I didn't really get a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Except that all the scenes with the food were incredible. It made me super hungry. That was the main thing I felt about this movie. Was
hungry.
Hungry.
Hunger.
Yeah, hunger. So, 5 tummies. Yeah. Way hungry.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, I mean, yeah, you're right. All the characters are super attractive. I thought Awkwafina was the best character. I wanted to watch... That was the movie inside of the movie that I wanted to watch was, what's she up to?
Her family is bonkers. Is
insane. And there is like 4 Pekingese dogs in their house. Mm. Her dad is Ken Jeong. I just wanted to watch that movie.
Yeah.
The movie about her family.
What's up with them?
Because, yeah.
Her brother was like this
extremely creepy.
Yeah,
kind of like middle-school-aged
stalker
kid.
Photos.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in that
house.
Yeah,
so I think that the movie, like, the plot is fine. There's just a lot of the dialogue was super clunky. There's so much exposition in the dialogue. At times very cringy, but, I mean, I'm here. I'm in it for the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for the tummy. And then I was like, if I ever go to Asia, back to Asia on vacation, I need to stop being a vegetarian.
Just
put it on pause. Yeah. Oh, I can't pause.
People
my
do
moral
that.
Superiority. It's very important to me. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was the movie. You have any other thoughts about it?
I think there's going to be a sequel.
Okay.
I mean, because obviously there's multiple books.
Oh, really?
I guess. Yeah. Because.
Which word do you think they're going to change in the sequel? Do you think you're going to change crazy, rich, or Asians? We already talked about crazy, rich Haitians.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you...
Crazy, poor you Asians?
Just, yeah.
Crazy,
left
rich...
Left turn.
Biracial Whites. People?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like me?
The actor, the hot dude, is half Asian.
Oh, really? What's the other half? Indian?
White. Yeah. I can tell.
I've dated an Indian lady. That's so gross how he was like, I've danced so gross.
I
fucked an Indian woman, so I know what they all look like now. I hope he dies. Which is something I say sometimes, and my brother was like, oh my god, you're so mean. Like, you're taking it to such a, like, extreme level. And I'm like, everyone's going to die. So actually,
it's meaningless.
Not that exactly. Fine.
You just mean you hope that he dies prematurely. No. I mean, that's what you're saying.
I'm just stating something that is very, very likely to happen to all of us.
Then why do you only say it about people you don't like?
Because I just want to reinforce the idea in my brain that one day they will die. Yeah.
And he's older than us.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So, anyway, this has become...
creepy.
I'm going to edit this part out of the podcast.
We can't talk about this.
Yeah. Okay, so any other closing thoughts about Crazy Rich Asians?
What I was going to say, there's multiple books, but I haven't read them. But there was a mid-credits scene where the one Astrid, that lady, she's just left her cheating husband.
Yeah, that part wasn't fleshed out very well.
Yeah, but apparently a lot more happens to her in the book than happens in the movie.
Oh.
But she, at what event are they? Oh, they're at their engagement party because the two main characters get engaged at the end.
Yeah.
And she meets, it just shows her like looking over at this hot dude who is Harry Shum Jr.
That guy was hot.
He's so hot. And so everyone in the audience was just like, yes, when they showed him. Just because I thought it was just like, yes, he's hot. We're excited.
He's really hot.
But apparently in the book, he's actually a character in the first book. And they like have some kind of history.
Oh.
So it is very much implied. I mean, it's implied in the scene itself. But in the book, it's even more implied.
Okay.
That in the next movie, like, they'll get together.
Oh, shit.
So
okay.
I'm definitely watching that.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch it in the theaters on opening weekend.
Yeah.
They need to get the money. Yeah. All the people need to
and
get the money.
I need to get my wine cup.
Yeah, you do. And you need to have a non-racist experience.
I don't even know what that would be like.
I know. Just in life, you need to have a non-racist experience.
I mean, do you know what that's like?
Half of me does. Yeah.
It was cool. I was trying to think about if I related to this any more or less than I related to movies about, like, specifically Indian people.
I was like,
people.
I don't relate to this movie. Like, I am not, like, hot and rich.
You're really
I'm
hot.
Asian.
You are crazy.
That's true. I'm crazy hot,
hot Asian.
I'm, like, stable, just stable half Asian. That would be the three words.
Tragic.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that I'm like financially woo-hoo. I'm just financially stable.
Normal.
Half Asian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you relate to, so you're saying you don't relate to.
No, I was trying, I didn't come to a decision. I was trying to think, is there like any intrinsic difference in seeing specifically like in, if I saw a movie where Indian people were dealing, it was the exact same storyline,
yeah.
but it was like with Indian people
yeah.
or whatever. I know. I mean, the answer is no, but yeah. I was like trying to think about it because I feel like I see a lot. About people talking about, obviously representation is important, and you yeah. hear people talking about how like growing up, you know, I didn't see anyone who looked like me on TV, yeah, etc., yeah. which is very true and is bad.
Yeah.
But I realized recently that that like never occurred to me when I was a child.
Yeah.
That like it was a problem. Like I never thought it was weird that I didn't see Indian people on screen.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a combination of just like
I think when you're being little, oblivious you don't really think and, about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe it's just like for little kids, they're like, oh, TV shows are all about white people. Not so much like yeah. I'm missing from them, but you're just like, this is what they're about. Yeah. yeah.
Unless you're also watching Sister, Sister. Then you get one show about black people and the rest of them are about white people. Because I did love that show.
Nice. I'm trying to think of movie. Is there a movie that's similar to this with like an all Indian cast?
Yeah, but those are movies about people. I mean, like.
I can't think of.
Did you read The Namesake? There was a movie based on The Namesake.
Book. I did not like that book very much. It was fine. I just liked her short stories better.
Me too, actually.
Yeah.
So that is somewhat similar because like the main character.
But it wasn't like a mainstream hit.
No.
Okay.
I mean, that was kind of similar because the main character is like sort of being pulled between, I guess, being American and being Indian or whatever.
I guess there's Bendit like Beckham.
Yes. I forgot about Bendelak Beckham.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. I forgot about that.
The whole cast isn't all Indian. Keira Knightley's in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway. Right.
I think that progress is being made, and that's what counts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it shows that these, I mean, you don't have to be white to be like a romantic lead or,
yeah.
or any kind
and
of lead.
And a movie about Asian people doesn't have to be like super dramatic and heavy and stuff. It can just be lighthearted and silly like
yeah.
this one. And
yeah.
it can have lots of delicious looking street food in it that makes you regret your choices.
Pack a snack.
They probably have good vegetarian food too, though.
Right.
They eat tofu. There's a lot more tofu options. That's what I found out when I the last time I was in Asia is that they have more tofu options than they have here. So yeah,
okay. Yeah, actually the last time I wanted to order mapo tofu at a restaurant, I don't remember which restaurant,
mm-hmm.
it was luckily they mentioned before the waiter walked away, he mentioned that it was like tossed with ground pork.
Oh yeah,
I was like,
that's,
no
that's standard. Yeah, yeah. That's
not what I was looking for.
Yeah,
but
oh well,
I starved that day.
No you didn't.
No, I don't know what I did.
Okay, well, that's all we have for you. Wait, how many tummies do you give it?
Oh, no, I wasn't rating it in tummies.
Okay, I give it 5 out of 5 tummies, but how many dumplings? They make dumplings in the movie. How many dumplings do you give it?
Okay, wait, this is, like, tough because I'm ranking it. I mean, I thought it was a great rom-com.
Okay.
It was, I don't want it to win an Academy Award.
Right.
But I liked it for what it was.
Okay.
So I don't know how to rate it.
I give it 5 out of 5 dumplings for the culture.
Yeah.
As a movie, I give it 2.5.
2.5?
Yeah. It would have gotten an extra half if they had said Crazy Rich Asians.
I know.
But they didn't, so what are you going to do?
I would give it as a rom-com a 7 out of 10.
3.5 dumplings.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Dumplings.
Yeah.
All we right, used just like 12 different scales.
I don't know why you changed it to out of 10 when it was out of 5.
Sorry,
first.
I always think of it
people.
As out of 5. I'm so sorry, you guys. 5 times 2 is 10. 10 divided by 2 is 5.
Look, it's really hard.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I just wanted to tell you.
I gave it a 2.5 out of 10. Also, you can't fit 10 dumplings into one of those little steamer baskets.
I thought you were giving
bitch.
It a 2.5 out of 10.
Out of 5.
I like just ignored when you said 5, and I thought you were saying it out of 10.
Oh, now are you glad that we clarified?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm so sorry, you guys. 10 divided by 2 is 5. Kelly just wanted to reiterate that.
Shubha's never made a dumpling in her goddamn life.
That's true. I didn't even remember that dumpling scene, even though it's not like, a dumpling important. Bitch.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm a samosa bitch.
Yeah. You've made a samosa?
No. I've never met a person who's made a samosa.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure people do, but it's.
They just appear in front of you.
It's usually something you like order at a restaurant more than make at home.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Anyway, we'll talk about that on our next podcast.
Our next podcast is going to be about sharp objects.
That's about white people.
Oh, shit. Not a single Asian person.
No, there's no Asian people there. No. Is there anyone? Oh, there's a black person. She doesn't even get any lines, but she there.
No, there's... No.
Who?
The friend... When she goes.
Oh, the friend. She is there. Yeah. I forgot about her. I was only thinking about the maid housekeeper.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all we have about Crazy Rich Asians. I encourage you to go and see it and give it your own dumpling rating. Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Instagram. What is our Instagram handle, Shubha?
Night Cheese Pod.
And that is the only place where you can follow us.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening and good night.
Cheese. 200 degrees. You know you bow down when you hold me. Deep a tea, hey one. We are 200 degrees.